You're welcome back, George.
Thank you, Abraham.
Now, what else did the chief executive say about their performance in the oil and gas drilling business in Ghana?
The chief executive, Mark Dade, was so proud that as a result of their focus on cost-effective management and strict financial allocation of resources, the company was able to achieve financial success, both operationally in last year in particular, and they were also able to deliver record oil production across the globe with particular good performance from the Jubilee and the 10 facilities. Now, he also said that the group is thinking of liaising or merging with Côte d'Ivoire following the successful arbitration of the
maritime dispute.
That's right. Mm. And they think that when they go into that joint ventureship, they can drill more oil for the two countries. And I asked him how they would distribute the resources fairly, because I'm not a technical man though, but it's oil. How would they ascertain or be sure that they are taking this quantity from Ghana's field and that quantity from whatever? Are they not going to generate another conflict? Because I'm suspicious about how fair they will share the thing. But I said there's a way to go about it technically. They have not yet conducted any seismic research to see whether Côte d'Ivoire's area, they have commercial quantity yet.
Okay. Now, talking about plans for the future, did they outline any?
They are saying that they are ready and they are interested in exploring the 9 blocks that government is providing. But that too has to be researched into geologically and by seismic exploration, so that they can know whether it is commercially viable or not. Apart from that, they are ready to invest so much into the industry. And the group in West Africa, they've also discovered attractive quantity of oil in Kenya and Uganda, and they are also doing exploration there. But in Ghana in particular, they want to do expansion, but they are waiting for government's approval to look at their proposals before they finalize those things.
Now, you met a former chief executive of VRA, Kuku Awotri, who is now the managing director of Talo Oil. What did he have to say to the media with respect to his ambition for this company?
You know, Kuku Awotri is another shrewd engineer, and with the combination of the women and Mark Dade in particular, they see themselves as a strong team. He said they are going to resort to another rig very soon. How soon? He couldn't say.
He couldn't say, okay.
To go into more oil drilling. Already, they are drilling 550 million barrels of oil in 10, which he said has a lot of potential for Ghana. They are also supplying and feeding the energy sector with enough gas to produce electricity. Those are some of the things that he had to say. But during question time, I asked him why or whether or not he thinks no government would want to expand or rehabilitate the Tor thermal oil refinery, and whether or not Talo would not be interested. His answer is that, well, they are drilling very good quality oil already. I suppose he wanted to just dodge that thing, and that Talo is not interested or is not involved now in oil processing because they feel the quality of Ghana's oil that they are drilling is very high and almost refined. So that was the way he ended it.
sector. Talking about, you know, benefits that will accrue to communities and for Ghanaians in terms of social responsibility, what projects did they name that they are embarking upon, you know, to better the lot of, you know, Ghanaians in general?
Now, the corporate affairs manager is Madam Cynthia Lumo, and she told us that the company has invested close to $30 million over the years in water and sanitation provision. They have drilled 29 boreholes for the people, and they have also given water and sanitation facilities to schools in the catchment and operational areas. For her, she thinks that the rippling effect of their social corporate social responsibility is benefiting more than 200,000 people there and impacting positively on the general economy of the country.
Any other issue that were touched on?
Well, I also raised that issue of the agitation that the people of Keta and Angloga were concerned. When they expressed fear that if care is not taken and the onshore drilling is not properly done, it will affect their livelihood. And Mr. Awotri agreed with me, saying that in Abuja and the other countries that they are doing onshore exploration, it is very important and prudent for the partners to engage and make sure that they adopt the most refined tactics or strategy to make sure that they do not chemically pollute the soil and deprive the poor farmers of their livelihood. They must also look at their immediate needs and make sure that they develop plans to support them before they go into the drilling.
Very well. George Ankara, I want to thank you very much. He was at a media briefing by Talo Oil Ghana.